Our first reading today from Acts chapter 2 verses 42 to 47. The reading follows an experience where a large gathering of people were baptised, and this speaks of their lives and how they chose to live them after baptism. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Our second reading is from the Gospel of John. Reading from chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." In this is the word of the Lord.
I don't know when exactly it was, but it occurred to me one day, probably as I was deciding whether I should let one of my children do something new and quite possibly a bit risky, that being a parent is one long litany of letting go. Letting go as you take them and leave them at kindy or childcare or at school, and letting them have hours and hours of experience that I was not part of. And even when they were old enough to talk, I was reliant on them to tell me about it, or not, as they chose. I can't tell you how frustrating that was, to have my kids come home from their first day at kindy and not tell me everything that had happened. There had been things that had happened that I might never know about. Letting go as they climb a tree, ride a bike, hike around Kangaroo Island, learn to drive, travel overseas. Letting them go where I could no longer keep them safe. Letting them go where they could live, really live. Being wrapped up in cotton wool might be very safe, but it's no way to be able to grab hold of life and really live. And surely that's what we want for our children, what we want for anyone that we really care for and we see growing alongside us. We want for them to know life, to really live, to find meaning and purpose and abundant life. Not just life to be endured, not just life to be go through the motions with, not just existence, but life lived fully and abundantly. Jesus talks about abundant life in our reading this morning, and he does so in the context of shepherds and sheep. Now, there may be some of us here who know a little bit about sheep, but I'm not one of them, and I suspect that there are many like me who know absolutely nothing, even about looking after sheep in 21st century Australia. And we know even less about looking after sheep in first century Palestine. So imagine with me for a while a rolling plain dotted with humps and hillocks. The day is almost over and dusk is descending. The shepherd leads his flock into the sheepfold. This is a place where one of the hillocks has been hollowed out a little and the sheep huddle inside. Next to the sheep of several other shepherds who share this particular fold. A pair of piled rock walls extends out a few feet from the side of the hill. The shepherd lies down in the space between the two walls, effectively sealing the enclosure, a human gate. Thieves and bandits and wolves will have a difficult time getting in with the shepherd on guard. The sheep are safe in the sheepfold. When the sheep arises the next morning, Jesus explains, he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought them out, when he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. There may be other shepherds too, calling their sheep in different ways to abundant life. But Jesus calls his own sheep, calls them by name to follow him. The sheep can't spend their whole life in the sheepfold, no matter how safe that enclosure may be. There's no food in the fold after all. The sheep may be comfortable and safe, but the sheep must follow the shepherd out of the fold in order to find sustenance, in order to live. Now, the translation we have of the words Jesus uses is perhaps a little milder than might have been intended. We read or we hear, when he has brought out all of his own, he goes ahead of them. Yet this word for brought out is the same Greek word that's used when Jesus casts out demons or when he drives the money changers from the temple. In every other instance of the word in the gospel, the word suggests a much stronger word than brought out. Pushing out, driving out, pulling out. But here we get the more neutral word. The shepherd simply brings his sheep out of the fold, and we skip over the reluctance that the sheep sometimes have to leave the safe place. As I look back on my life and I think of those things that have given me most, most the sense of abundant life, my relationship with others, coming here to Morialta, they have all involved a sense of leaving where I have been safe, of leaving that place, venturing out as God calls me, so that I can do those things that I need to enter into those relationships, enter into those experiences, and know God's abundant life. One of the ways we often cheat ourselves in life is by protecting ourselves, keeping ourselves safe, not allowing ourselves to be vulnerable. I mean, entering into a new relationship with someone, and I'm not just talking about romantic relationships, I'm talking even about friendships. If that's really to go anywhere and be an enriching relationship, you have to take that risk to make yourself vulnerable, to open yourself to the other person. We keep ourselves in places where we can pretend we have it all together, and try to avoid the hurts and disappointments that we fear will overwhelm and conquer our lives. We stay in the sheepfold because it's safe. And we fear if we go out, we will lose our life. But this is a message of Easter, of resurrection. Life cannot be conquered. Life lived with Christ cannot be extinguished, not by death, not by our failures and failings, and not by hurt or disappointment, not by the attempts of others to end it. Jesus comes to us to offer us that life, abundant life, life that is shaped by loving others and knowing ourselves to be loved. When others tried to end that life in Jesus on a cross, God would not let that happen, and that life burst out again from the tomb into the lives of Jesus' community. Life cannot be conquered. That is the message of Easter. Life cannot be conquered. But it can be delayed. It can be put on hold. It can be made dormant. We can retreat to safety and comfort. The safety and comfort of just looking out for ourselves. The safety and comfort of accumulating possessions and hoping that they will make us happy. The safety and comfort of pleasing other people rather than being authentic to who God has created us to be. We can retreat to the safety and comfort of busy work or the illusion of safety and comfort that too much alcohol or drugs or even food can bring. And while we are doing that, we are missing out. Missing out on the fullness of life lived in God. Because existing in the sheepfold is easier, less demanding, and somehow safer. An abundant life does not mean life without pain or life without challenge. But it does mean life in which we cannot be separated from love that holds us and calls us precious, calls us by name into all the circumstances of our life. An older piece of scripture also speaks of the care of shepherds. We sang a song that reflected that earlier in the service. The more traditional words, it starts, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And it reminds us of a love so wide and abundant that even the valley of the shadow of death cannot keep us from God's love. It's this love that we have declared so strongly this morning as we baptised Holly. A love that cannot, will not let her go, but calls her by name into the abundant life of love. And we need to make her so aware of that love, that she is not afraid to grow and follow Jesus into the places where she can live out that love through care and concern and service for others. There are other voices that speak into the sheepfold, not those of the other shepherds, but voices that try to fool us, voices that tell us we can make ourselves happy by disregarding the needs of others or controlling and manipulating the people around us. Or voices that tell us we are worthless or unlovable. Voices that tell us if only we work harder, we can make others love us. These are not the voice of a shepherd. These are the voices of thieves and bandits that would take us away from God's abundance with their lies and falsehoods. There are times in life for protecting ourselves, for being nurtured, for being held safe. But we cannot bring that abundant life that Christ offers into lives that are solely focused on protecting ourselves from the risks of living and loving. Full lives, complete lives, cannot fit inside safe, comfortable enclosures. Christ, the Good Shepherd, brings us out, lets us go, drives us out even so that our lives have the chance to expand and so we can embrace God's unrestrained abundance. Listen for the voice of the shepherd calling you by name. Calling you by name, Holly. Calling you by name. Listen to the voice of the shepherd calling you by name out of complacency into places so full of life that you can do nothing else but share it with others. Amen.